Agri, Joseph, Lance Corporal, United States Marine Corps.
Every September, for the past 35 years, people gather in South Boston to remember men from that community killed in the Vietnam War. There were 25 of them, and their names are etched onto the stone of the South Boston Vietnam Memorial. The memorial marked its 35th anniversary yesterday. WBUR's Alex Ashlock was there and joins us in the studio this morning to tell us about it. Good morning, Alex. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us about the memorial. How did it come about?
Well, Bob, it's pretty special. It's believed to be one of the first, if not the first, memorial of its kind to commemorate those who died in the Vietnam War. This one was dedicated in September of 1981. That was before the memorial in Washington, the one we know as the Wall, was dedicated. It happened, Bob, because of a group of Vietnam veterans from South Boston. They wanted to honor their friends who were killed in the war. Tom Lyons was one of the leaders of the effort. He's a Marine Corps vet, and he spoke yesterday.
I want to take this opportunity to thank the families of our fallen who have kept the faith with us for all these years. I want to thank my fellow Vietnam veterans for being here each and every year to remember our friends.
So this memorial was dedicated in 1981, just 6 years after the Vietnam War ended. It was, as we know, a very controversial conflict. There have been many stories about the bad treatment that veterans of the war received from Americans when they came home. Did that come up yesterday?
It did, Bob. Many of the people I spoke to mentioned it, and it was actually something that Governor Charlie Baker mentioned when he spoke to the crowd yesterday afternoon. Let's listen to what he said.
I think one of the great lessons we've learned as a nation since then is, however you feel about the conflict, respect and honor the men and women who wear the uniform and put it on and swear to serve this country and keep it safe and free, even if it means with their life.
Tom Lyons earlier mentioned the families of his friends, the young men from Southie who died in Vietnam. Were they there yesterday?
They were. Donald Turner and his mother, Donna Cashins, represented the 25 families when they placed a wreath next to the memorial yesterday. They were there to honor Marine Lance Corporal Donald J. Turner, who was killed when Donald Jr. was just a baby.
I never met him. Yeah, I was a month old.
What year did he die?
69. So he died January 21st, 69. I was born December 68.
His mother, Donna, said, as painful as it is, she actually looks forward, Bob, to coming to this event every year.
It's a natural high for me to know that his friends never forgot him, ever, and they never will. It's wonderful. And it's wonderful for me to have Donnie meet his friends, because, you know, it just wouldn't have happened.
Bob, there were 58,000 Americans killed in the Vietnam War, more than 58,000, actually. Southie lost 25 men, and as Donna Cashin and many of the speakers said yesterday, they will always be remembered, and they were again on Sunday afternoon.
Alex, thanks very much for attending that event yesterday, and thank you for coming in this morning to tell us about it.
You're welcome, Bob.
WBUR's Alex Ashlock.